Is there a connection between the sin of the spies in Parshas Shlach and Korach's rebellion in Parshas Korach? So one approach is simply that there's no connection. The sin of the spies was motivated by despair and a lack of faith that the Bnei Yisrael could enter Eretz Yisrael, and Korach's rebellion was motivated by jealousy, desire, and a quest for honor. However, some Mefarshim do connect these two events. The Ramban writes that Korach was upset because El Tzafan became the Nasi, and Aaron became the, and his children became Kohanim, and he got nothing, or he didn't get either, he did not become the Nasi, and he did not become the Kohen. And initially, for him to rebel against Moshe at this point, or at least at, let's say, at Har Sinai, that would have been not just a great idea. Because at Har Sinai, nothing bad happened to the Bnei Israel. Even after the sin of the golden calf, it was a very serious sin. Not so many people died. And how was most of the Bnei Israel saved? Because of the prayers of Moshe. So they loved him. And if someone would rebel against Moshe at that time, they would stone him. That's what the Ramban writes. And therefore, Korach waited. However, when they get to Midbar Paran, and then people die in Tavera, people die in Kivros Atava, and the Meragling sin, and Moshe didn't daven for them so that the decree wasn't annulled, that they would die in the desert. And then the Nesiim, the heads of all the Shvatim, died in a plague, and there was a decree that all the people should, the entire nation would die in the desert. So then the people were not so happy with Moshe. And so Korach found that this was an opportune time to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban actually does connect the sin of the spies with Korach's rebellion. The sin of the spies created the conditions where Korach felt the time was right to start his rebellion. However, there's another way to understand the connection between these events. The Netziv in Hamik Davar writes that there were two different groups. There was the 250 men, and they were motivated by purity. They wanted the kahuna. They wanted pure spirituality. What was the contest? The contest was about the ketores. It's Hashem said, "Ki be'anan ereh el hakaporos." Hashem would appear, as it were. Shechita would come down by, in the Anan, in a cloud, and the Ketores would create that kind of cloud. And that the 250 men were motivated for good reason. They wanted to, their intentions were pure, according to the Hamik Davar. They wanted to desperately connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Das and Vaviron, on the other hand, were motivated by hedonism and desire. They were like it was like Kivro Sativa, the sin of the Bnei Yisrael by Kivro Sativa, that was desire, hedonism. And according to the Netziv, that after the plague, so then, and this taiva of the Bnei Israel in general stopped, and was just after the plague, and they're planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. But after the sin of the spies, now again that desire, that hedonism, was re-established itself in Das and Vavirum. So you have two different groups. You have the group that has pure motivations. And the group that's taiva, desire. Now, Ramosha Lichtenstein wrote an article where he basically said that there were two different reactions to the sin of the spies. Either excess materialism or pure spiritualism. Das and Viram are disappointed because now they're going to die in the desert. And now they can't return to Egypt. So they rebel against Moshe. They want to return to Egypt. So they rebel against Moshe in his role as a leader and prophet of God. The 250 men reject Moshe's policies as responsible for the spiritual state of the people before the spies. So they want change. It's true that by the Kivros HaTaiva, the people wanted meat, but the 250 men are not interested in meat. They just want ketores. They want pure spiritualities. And they felt also that the representation of one tribe, of Shevet Levi, being in charge of the Avoda, instead of representation from each tribe, caused the problems. The 250 men were firstborns. And if these 250 men would become now the spiritual leaders, like the Kohen, then this would result in greater connection between the people and God. And that's what they wanted. In other words, both Dasan and Aviram and the 250 men rejected the current balance of the material with the spiritual. Moshe Rabbeinu was much nicer to the 250 men in his response to them than he was to Dasan and Aviram. And the 250 men burnt into nothingness, like the incense that they offered. And Dasan Viron are swallowed up by the material earth along with the property and possessions which they desired so much. Now what's fascinating is that the story following this whole rebellion was Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe about the unique status of the Kohanim and the need to protect the Mishkan from those who are unfit to enter into the Mishkan. Right, Hashem tells Moshe, or tells the Kohanim that in Bamidbar Yudches Zion, Vatov Anecha Itcha Tishmu Eskun Aschem Lachol Tvar Mizbeach, that the role of the Kohanim is to guard their Kehuda for everything, all matters of the Mizbeach. And Vavatim Avodos Matara Tenes Kunaschev Azar Krev Yumas. At the end, he says, you're going to do the Avoda. And Hashem will, and what's important is that any stranger, that they're going to do the Avoda in the Mishkan, and any stranger, non-Kohen, who comes close will die. And one of the roles of the Kohanim is to make sure that those who are unfit should not enter into not to do the Avoda. But more than that, the Torah then goes through all the different material gifts that the Kohanim will receive, that they're supposed to get Truma, they're supposed to get Bikurim, they're supposed to get different types of the Bechor, and also, he mentions about Shevet Levi, they're going to get the Maaser. So what's clear is that if following this section of the story of Korach is a message that the sanctification of material and service of God through physical acts such as eating, drinking, and sacrificing on the altar is part of the service of the Kohanim. It's not just the Ketores. And I think that the message is that the connection between the sin of the spies and Korach, on the one hand, maybe there is no connection, or maybe it was simply an opportune time for Korach to rebel because the people weren't so happy at Moshe at that time, but it also might be telling us about how members of the nation responded to the failure which led to the sin of the spies. For some, like Dasan Vaviran, it was a return to their materialistic urges, which we saw in Kivros HaTaiva. Or maybe some responded by simply wanting to withdraw from the physical world because it's too dangerous. The 250 men want to bring the Ketores. 250 men may have known that this could be the end of them, but they just wanted to get so close to God. And the Torah teaches us, in the aftermath of the story of Korach, the middle path, the proper balance between the physical and the spiritual.